I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Musician Dan Zanes once fronted a 1980s rock group called the Del Fuegos. The band had a Spanish name, but the songs were in English, and Zanes barely spoke a word of Spanish. Well, fast forward a couple of decades. Now Dan Zanes is out with a new CD, and he's singing in Spanish. It's a family album called Dan Zanes and Friends, Nueva York. Here's a quick sample. Dan Zanes, is it really true that you did not speak Spanish before you recorded this album?
It started when I began taking lessons up at a place called El Taller on 103rd and Broadway here in New York. And my Spanish teacher at that time, Bernardo Palumbo, and was really the person who said, you know, when I mentioned this idea that had been bouncing around in my mind, he said, you can do it and I'll help you. And he did.
What was the idea? I mean, what was the impetus?
3 years ago, I went out to Iowa, bringing music to the people, as it were, and because of meatpacking jobs, there were a number of small towns that had become, in some cases, 30% Mexican and a little bit Mexican-American, but because of these meatpacking jobs. And so that's going from almost 0 to 30%. It's an incredible shift in the makeup of these communities. And I saw the ways in which the towns dealt with it. And it went from terror and suspicion and fear to celebration. Basically, I saw the way the country was changing and that there was so much of a Latino influence in so many communities, and some of it was very, very new. And I just really didn't want to miss out on the party.
Yeah, you say in the album we're having a 21st century party celebrating some of the amazing culture that's come here from various parts of Latin America. How did you decide which parts you were going to focus on? I mean, how did you see this album gel?
As they say, let the music do the talking. And it was really just which songs grabbed me. And what I started gravitating towards mostly was the music of Puerto Rico, music of Colombia, and music of the Atlantic coast of Mexico down by Veracruz, Son Jarocho music. And then from there, I began doing my own research, meeting other people, and it grew. But, you know, that's what my life is like these days, that there are so many people all across South America in my life that are so generous. And the spirit of generosity is really what pervades here. Cuando yo voy a Borin.
The songs that you say struck you, it's funny because they struck me very much, and I guess it's kind of a universal thing, maybe not, but there are a few old folk tunes in particular. One that I really liked a lot was this tune from Nicaragua, Mi Luna.
Mi Luna ha visto tanto.
Yeah, I love that song. You know, for me, because I was learning Spanish along the way, it was... A lot of it was the melody and the rhythm that got me at first. With music in general, language is not, to know the language is not important, but I always hope that people along the way, I'm sure we all say to ourselves, you know, I gotta learn Spanish. And many of us do, of course, at this point, but for those that are still contemplating, I feel like I'm a good example because I'm in my 40s and it's not that easy, but the payoff is huge.
Cuando el hombre canta al amor que muere.
Who else are we hearing here?
Sonia de los Santos is from Monterrey in Mexico, state of Nuevo León, and she is the guitar player in our group. She did a lot to help me with the nuances of singing in Spanish.
Que quiere a mi luna llena. Escucha la pena cuando un hombre canta el amor que espera.
How long have you been speaking Spanish now?
It's been a couple years.
Couple years.
But two years.
So what was the maybe phrase that was hardest for you to get your mouth around in one of these songs?
I think the where I felt most triumphant was my verse in Compadre Pedro Juan from the Dominican Republic. It's a merengue, and because of the way that Dominicans and Puerto Ricans also, to an extent, speak Spanish, a lot of the consonants are dropped, and so it's a pretty quick tune, so it's a lot of words jammed in there, and I was really leaping around the room in triumph when I finally got it. It took a long time.
Compadre Pedro Juan, padre jaleo. Compadre Pedro Juan, que está sabroso. Aquella niña de los ojos negros que tiene el cuerpo flexible para bailar en paliza.
You sounded very convincing there, Dad.
I never felt like I needed to sound Dominican, and you hear the Dominican singer right after me, but I felt like I needed to at least sound like I was respectful.
Let me just finish up here by asking you, is there, for you, Dan, is there one song that you can take us out on here that galvanizes what the album means to you?
I think a good song would be Colas. It's a son jarocho from Veracruz, Mexico. There's a tuba, there's an electric guitar, so it really sounds like, and we do it with our friends, the Villalobos brothers, so it sounds like two worlds collide. It's neither rock and roll nor son jarocho, but the starting point is this incredible party song called Colas. So that, to me, is what the record's all about. We find this musical middle ground, and I think this is the best example, and you can dance to it.
Cuando yo tenía dinero me decían Don Nicolás, ahora que no lo tengo me dicen Colas nomás. Cuando yo tenía dinero me decían Don Nicolás, ahora que ya lo tengo me dicen Colas nomás. Ay, Colas, Colas, Colas y Nicolás, lo mucho que te quiero y el mal pago que me das. Si quieres, si puedes, si no ya lo verás. Ay, qué bonito baila la mujer de Nicolás.
Dan Zanes and Friends playing a song from their new album called Nueva York. As Dan Zanes mentioned, the song was inspired by a tune from Veracruz, Mexico, and the port city of Veracruz, located right on the Gulf of Mexico, is the answer to our GeoQuiz today. You can try your hand at other GeoQuizzes or find a link to Dan Zanes' website at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Lisa Mullins. Thanks for listening.
Bonito a caballo que tiene Nicolás, camina para adelante, camina para atrás. Bonito a caballo que tiene Nicolás, camina para adelante, camina para atrás. Colas, Colas, Colas y Nicolás, lo mucho que te quiero yo me pago que me das. Si quieres, si puedes, si no ya lo verás. Ay, qué bonito baila la mujer de Nicolás.
The World's Global Hit podcast is brought to you by the Medtronic Foundation, honoring marathon legend Alberto Salazar and 25 global heroes running strong with medical technology. Learn more at Medtronic.com.